Tonight we're going to discuss making a bracha achrona in your morning coffee. That's the way we build it. This is a sugya I was working on today. As you can see, what you have in front of you is a very, very rough draft. It's just what I wrote up today. So certainly let me know about, don't let me know about the typos, I'll find those. But, obvious errors, if you come across them, certainly let me know. What we're going to discuss is as follows. There is a shir in halacha called Kedei Achilas Pras. It first appears in the Mishnah Maseches Negaim, of all places. The Mishnah Maseches Negaim talks about if you have a bayis hamenuga, you have a house that has tzaras, how long do you have to be in the house before you become tamei? So the truth is, that's a simple question. It says beferish in the Torah. You go into the house, you're tamei. That's it. There's no waiting period. Not only that, any kalim that are brought into the house, tamei right away. However, the Mishnah says, if you are wearing your clothing, not carrying it, wearing your clothing, and you walk into the house, you are tamei miyad right away from the house that has tzaras, but your clothing only becomes tamei if you hang out long enough in the house that it's kedei achilas pras pas chitin velos saorim ochel mesim belifta. There's a whole, if you wait in the house long enough to eat a pras of pas chitin. So that's the first time we have the shir of kedei achilas pras. In a somewhat obscure context, something that obviously doesn't really come up very much and probably may have never come up. In fact, it's one of the examples the Gemara has in Masech Sanhedrin, where we talk about those things that may have never happened. It comes up in Parak Ben Sora Umora, because Ben Sora Umora is one of those things that never happened. Irani Dachas is one of those things that may have, at least according to one opinion of the Gemara, never happened. Everyone always forgets what the third one was. The third one is Bayis HaMenuga. The third thing that may have never happened is a house that has tzaras. So these are things that may have never happened. So it's an obscure place for it to come up. But that shir of Kedei Achilas Pras is nogeya for kama v'kama halachos, comes up throughout all of Shas. The Gemara Maseches Brachos, for example, talks about if you want to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, you need to eat a kazayis of matzah, b'kedei achilas pras. You want to violate the iser of achilas chametz, you have to eat a kazayis of chametz, b'kedei achilas pras, and the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. And there are many other areas of halacha where it also comes. Yom HaKippurim, most notably, that's where it's so most relevant to us usually. On Yom HaKippurim, Rachman al son of a person has to eat on Yom Kippur because they're a cholah, so we always try to be memait the iser as much as possible, so we give them less than a koseves hagasu, which is the shir for Yom HaKippurim, within a kedei achilas pras. So you have to know what a kedei achilas pras is in order to be able to time the amount of food that they can have in any given period of time. Interestingly, when I taught this sugi in yeshiva once, and I just started the shir by saying, look, kedei achilas pras, l'may nafkamina. That's it. Well, what's nafkamina to know what kedei achilas pras is? Before anyone suggested Yom HaKippurim or matzah, and certainly before anyone suggested Bayis HaMenuga, the first person to raise his hand, and everyone agreed, was the person who said, oh, l'may nafkamina, bracha achrona. You need to know whether you ate something b'kedei achilas pras in order to know whether you will recite a bracha achrona. A bracha rishona, you eat anything, you're chayv to say a bracha rishona. But in order to be chayv bracha achrona, you need to eat a shir, and not just a shir, but a shir within a certain amount of time, within a kedei achilas pras. What's interesting is that that's not a gemara anywhere, and it's not really even in rishonim. It seems to just be like accepted in achronim and poskim, but it doesn't really appear in the Gemara or really in Rishonim, Daik in Rishonim, but not much. There's not much there in terms of Rishonim for that halacha. But it's become a kubal that the halacha is that you only say bracha achrona, not only if you eat the proper shir of food, but b'kedei achilas pras. So one of the issues that comes up when figuring out how much food do you have to have in how short a time in order to recite a bracha achrona is the topic of what if you're drinking something very hot. You're drinking a hot coffee, you're drinking a hot tea. Typically the minhag is, when you're drinking such things, you drink it much slower than you would a soft drink, let's say. You drink water, you drink soda, something like that. Orange juice, you would drink it down pretty quickly, so probably you have a shear of drink, and a shear of drink is not a kazayas, a shear of drink is a revius. You have it pretty quickly, in whatever amount of time you need for a bracha achrona. You assume, if you have a glass of orange juice, you would recite a bracha achrona. But what about a glass of tea? What about a cup of coffee? Would you recite a bracha achrona? So in order to answer that question, we have to learn a lot of things. First of all, we have to learn what exactly is a shir pras. What do the words mean? What is a kedei achilas pras? Second of all, we're going to have to figure out, is kedei achilas pras an objective shir that there is like a certain amount of minutes that is called the kedei achilas pras, and that's it for every food, no matter what you're eating. It's that is, you know, let's say 6 minutes is kedei achilas, so it's always 6 minutes. Or does kedei achilas pras depend on the food? That the kedei achilas pras of wheat bread is the amount of time that it takes to eat that amount of wheat bread. But if you're eating matzah, let's say, which goes a lot slower, it would be the amount of time that it takes a normal person to eat matzah during that time period. And then we have to figure out, if it is an objective standard time, what is that time? Is it 6 minutes? Is it 9 minutes? Is it 2 minutes? Is it 4 minutes? You hear all these different shittos. What exactly is that time? And then we could start really getting to our topic. Once we know all these things about kedei achilas pras and whether it depends on the individual food or not, how does this relate to drinks? Is there such a shear of kedei achilas pras by drinks, or is that only by food? Meaning, certainly pras pas chitim is food. So is that shear a relative shear for, is that a critical shear for drinks as well? Or maybe by drinks there's some other shear. And if we're going to distinguish between food and drinks, the next thing you have to figure out, if you're going to distinguish between food and drinks, what do you have to figure out? In halacha, you always have to figure out what's the gather. What makes something a food? What makes something a drink? Right? Soup. What's soup? What do you vote?
Depends on the soup.
Depends on the soup, okay? A food, drink, that, hard to be magdir. How exactly, what's yogurt? Depends on the yogurt. I don't know. Greek yogurt. How exactly are you magdir? What's called a food and what's called a drink? And then at the very end, we'll finally be ready to discuss. Okay, you drink your hot coffee and you drink it slowly. You drink your hot tea and you drink it slowly. Do you recite a bracha achrona? Right? That's going to be what we'll finally, hopefully, get to at the end. Maybe we'll come to some sort of maskana lahalacha, which, by the way, spoiler alert, machlokas. Okay, good. So what exactly is the shir pras? So let's start with the basics. There is a sugya in Erevin. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shimon holds that a kikar, a full loaf of bread, is shmona beitzim, is 8 eggs, is a full loaf of bread. A pras means a half a loaf of bread. So therefore, shir kedei achilas pras is a piece of bread the size of 4 beitzim, the size of 4 eggs. And Rabbi Yochanan Broka disagrees. He holds, no, a kikar, a full loaf of bread, is shisha beitzim, is 6 eggs. Therefore, a pras, the math is pretty simple, is 3 eggs. How do we paskin? Rashi and the Tur paskin dalad beitzim, the Rambam in a few different places, and the Rashba paskin that it's gimel beitzim. Okay. How do we paskin Shulchan Aruch? I know Rashi and the Torah say one way, the Rambam and the Rashba say another way. What's interesting is, if you look in 3 different places in Shulchan Aruch, you sort of get 3 different answers. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, in Siman Tafresh Yud Beis, Sif Dalet, where it's a critical halacha, you need to know what a kedei achilas pras is, so that I can know how far I have to space my food if, Rachman al Son, I need to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Shir achilas pras, yesh omrim dalet beitzim, v'yesh omrim gimel beitzim. Shkayach. So we have, the Shulchan Aruch says, a machloka. Some say dalet beitzim, some say gimel beitzim. So what's the klal? There are rules in how to read Shulchan Aruch. So when he says Yeshram Dal Beitzim, Yeshram Gimel Beitzim, what's the halacha? So we almost always say it's the second one, right? That if he quotes Yeshram V'Yeshomrim, it's the second one. And this would make a lot of sense, because he also is always inclined to paskal like the Rambam, and the Rambam holds Gimel Beitzim, right? So it seems pretty clear that it's Gimel Beitzim. In Hilchos Yom HaKippurim in Siman Tafresh Yud Ches, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kishama achilinas ha'ubros o'as ha'chola. When you give pregnant women or sick people on Yom Kippur to eat, ma'achilinos ma'at, ma'at, give them a little bit at a time. We've all heard that psak, a shot glass of liquid and a little cracker. Right? Why do you do it? It's important to realize that's only for chola she'esh b'sakana. Someone who's not feeling well, it's not like sometimes I speak to doctors and they have no idea. The doctors sometimes think, oh, okay, give this person shiurim because they're not going to be feeling well. No, doctor, is it a chola she'esh b'sakana? Is there a chance that they might die from this? No, but they're going to be sick for like a week. Okay, they may have a headache from Pesach till Shavuos. You know, the Gemara uses an expression that one, but they may have a headache for weeks. But if there's no chance that they're going to die, you don't do shiurim. You do shiurim when it's chol sheyesh basakana. So when do you do a full eating? When shiurim won't suffice. But you only start, you only violate the sista daraisa when it's actually dangerous. But the Rambam says, let's say you have a person chol sheyesh basakana. They need to eat ma'at ma'at. Kidei shelo yitzarif l'shir. Hilkach. Ma'achilin oso kibeis shishe beitza beinunis. V'yishu kidei achilas arba'a beitzim. The Rambam Paskins doesn't even quote the sheet of three beitzim. Dalit beitzim. That's the shir achilas pras. So he says, you know, explicitly that it's a din of dalit beitzim. And then in Hilchos Eruvei Tchumen, Simen Tav Tes, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, shir shtei sudas beinunis is shisha beitzim. Shtei sudos is six beitzim, which means a pras is one suda, a kikar is two sudos, which means that a pras is shalosh beitzim. So you have three psakim in the Shulchan Aruch. One where he says, yeshomrim v'yeshomrim, quotes both deos. One where he quotes only the deya that it's dalet beitzim. And one where he quotes only the deya that it's gimel beitzim. So what on earth is going on with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch? So Mishnah Berurah explains very simply that the Shulchan Aruch paskin suffix. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that it's a Safek Gimel Beitzim or Dalet Beitzim. So whenever the din in question is a din d'Oraisa, we're going to be Machmir. Whenever the din in question is din d'Rabbanan, we're going to be Mekil. Now, what's the Chumra, what's the Kula? Is Dalet Beitzim a Chumra or Dalet Beitzim a Kula? So it all depends on what halacha you're looking at. Right? If you're talking about how quickly do I need to eat my matzah, right? So if I need to eat it in a time period that it takes to eat Gimel Beitzim, that's a Chumra. So chumra to have to eat it within the time period. But if you're going to tell me in how much time do I have on Yom Kippur till I could take my next Tam Tam cracker or whatever cracker you use, my next thin wheat, how much time do I have till I could have my next piece of food? So then Gimel Beitzim is a kula because I have a shorter amount of time. I don't have to wait as long till the next piece of food. Dalet Beitzim would be a chumra. And in that way, the Shulchan Aruch is consistent. You know, as a baseline, the first time he tells us that it's two deos, but about what kedei achilas pras is, but when it comes to being machil somebody, when it comes to eating, he says, on Yom Kippur, okay, we have to be machmir. Dalet Beitzim. Comes to Eruv, Eruv is din d'rabanan. Savik d'rabanan, l'kula. So an Eruv is good enough if it's two times three beitzim. It doesn't have to be two times four beitzim. Okay, that's great. Now you have to figure out how big a kibetza is and then translate that over into modern terms. But that's very difficult to do. Now, more nogea l'inyanenu. Does it depend on the kind of food that you're eating? Meaning, is it like there's one shear or not? So there is a Minchas Chinuch, a mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel. If you take a look on page 2, I quoted this block quote of the Minchas Chinuch. In a b'shas kama pam mivur be'eruv in a besuka, gabi anichnas l'bayis ha-menuga d'shir she'yah b'kteach this pas chitim lo pas sa'orim. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us, and really it's a Mishnah Negayim that's quoted in a few places, that the amount of time that you have to be in a house that has taras before your clothing that you're wearing becomes tameh is the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of wheat bread, not barley bread. So says Minchas Chinuch, what's the big deal? Wheat bread, not barley bread, who cares whether it's wheat bread, barley bread? He says, what you see clearly is that the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of wheat bread is different than the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of barley bread. Which one takes longer? Wheat bread or barley bread? So you can't get it wrong. Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashi and the Rov Rishonim assume that barley bread takes longer because it's not as easy to digest. Barley was assumed to be a machal behema. Wheat bread was machal adam, was something a respectable person would eat, and therefore it takes shorter. However, the Ritva says no. Barley bread, you know, when you have something, if you have like a medicine that, you know, you have to take and it tastes awful. So what do? You just, as fast as you can, just get it down. So barley bread, you just try to gobble it up. You just want to get it down and fill your stomach. Wheat bread, you're going to enjoy, you'll take your time. So paschitim takes shorter. That's how the Ritva says. Minchas Chinuch doesn't quote any of that. His whole point is that it's a different amount of time. So says Minchas Chinuch, I understand why we would take a specific food type and say, okay, that's a shir kedei achilas pras when it comes to a bayis hamenuga. Because when it comes to walking into a house that has tzaras, we're not talking about you actually eating anything. We're talking about how long you have to be there before your clothing becomes tameh. It's no one's eating. No one in that picture is eating. It's just how do we measure the amount of time? Okay, so we use a measurement. So that has to be a standard measurement. So the standard measurement is the amount of time that it would take to eat wheat bread. But if you're actually talking about halachos of eating, I'm eating matzah, I'm eating on Yom Kippur, I'm, you know, any of those things. I'm eating maror, I'm eating anything, I want to figure out bracha achrona. So then maybe, says Minchas Chinuch, you measure achilas pras based on the experience of what you're eating right now. And you would have to figure out how long, let's assume gimel beitzim, how long would it take to eat gimel beitzim of this food right now? And Minchas Chinuch thinks that this is 100% correct. And he says, and that's why, you know, it's such a strange shir to give. Kedei achilas pras, you know, could Chazal have possibly made it any more difficult for me? You know, how long do I have to eat my matzah? You know, just tell me, you know, give me minutes, give me, kedei achilas pras. Why would they do that? Why would they give this, like, vague, you know, I have to figure out what a kedei achilas pras is? He says, because if they were to give you a list of every single food, you know, what a kedei achilas pras of every single food, then, you know, there would be no end to the book, because you have every single food is going to be a different kedei achilas pras. So they had to give something that you could translate over to every single food. So, says Minchas Chinuch, there's no doubt in my mind. You know, he uses that expression. He says, lo yaspik hadyova kulmus lachshov kol min machal ba'olam ladam beinani. There wouldn't be enough ink to write down, you know, what it takes an average person. How long does it take an average person to eat a pras of Twizzlers and a pras of olives and a pras of, I mean, it's just crazy. You get down to why I thought of those two foods. But I know why I thought of those two foods, actually. There is a book that came out of how much you need to eat in order to get a kazayas of each of those foods. And the two ones that stuck out of my mind most about that book are Twizzlers, because I just thought it was funny, and olives, because it was a funny psak. They paskin that if you eat 3 large olives, that's a kazayas. That's kind of funny, because, you know, a zayas is an olive. So 3 large olives is a kazayas. Don't ask how many medium olives you have to eat to get a kazayas. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch says, you know, for example, if a person eats basar mavushal, it might take him 15 minutes to eat a pras of basar mavushal. If we eat basar chayi, raw meat, it will take a lot longer, and you would have to measure it based on that. And therefore, he says, if someone has to eat on Yom HaKippurim, you first have to figure out what will they be eating. Meaning, he says, you can't just say, oh, kedei achilas pras is X number of minutes. What are you going to be eating? Are you going to be eating thin wheats? Are you going to be eating fruit? What are you going to be eating? And then they're going to have to figure out how much a kedei achilas pras of that food actually is. And, says the Minchas Chinuch, and this is the first reference we have to our topic, he says, you know, the Mishnah Lemelech, in Hilchos Brachos, discusses a person who drinks coffee. And Mishnah Lemelech quotes Kama Gedolim, that since people drink coffee slowly, you could make a bracha achron on coffee, even if it takes longer than a normal kedei achilas pras, to drink the revius of coffee. So the Mishnah Lemelech says, I don't get it. Why would, just because people drink it slowly, you get more than a kedei achilas pras? Says Minchas Chinuch, I get it. Why is that? Because kedei achilas pras depends on the food. And if it takes longer to eat a pras of coffee, to have 3 kebetzim of coffee, kebetz is a solid measure, coffee is obviously liquid, but you would measure it by displacement, by water displacement. So if that's what it takes, So then that becomes the Kedei Achilas Pras of hot coffee, and that's your shir. That's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests. It turns out that, you know, a lot of people have all sorts of chumras, like we alluded to before, on what the shir kezayis is. I'm sure you've all been at a Seder somewhere along the line with somebody who pulls out like a chart on how big their kezayis of matzah has to be, and they like start folding out because the chart doesn't fit inside of any normal book, you know, to measure out how many whole matzahs, you know, equal a kezayis of matzah. And to eat it all b'kedei achilas pras. So how do you eat it all b'kedei achilas pras? So you got to find the most chomer shita of what kedei achilas pras is. So what's that? 2 minutes is the most machmer shita of what kedei achilas pras is. So you got to eat your gigantic kezayis b'kedei achilas pras. So stuffing and stuffing and stuffing and stuffing and choking themselves to death. According to the Minchas Chinuch, that is patently absurd, right? Because according to the Minchas Chinuch, kedei achilas pras of matzah is going to be measured by how long it takes to eat a pras of matzah, which means whatever. And what's the relationship of a pras to a kezayis? Let's assume kezayis is a machlokas, the relation between a kezayis and a kebetza. But let's assume the biggest. Kezayis is a chatzi betza. It's either shlish betza or chatzi betza. Let's assume a kezayis is a chatzi betza. And let's assume the smaller size of pras, that a pras is only shalosh betza, right? So the at least you have a 6-to-1 ratio of pras to kezayis. So however big your kezayis is, your pras is 6 times that. It might even be 12 times that, but it's at least 6 times whatever your kezayis is. So if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch that you measure a kedei achilas pras by the particular food that you're eating, a kedei achilas pras of matzah should take as long as it takes to eat 6 times for a normal person to eat whatever your kezayis is. So you want to hold the kezayis as a whole hand shmur matzah? Good. How long would it take a normal person to eat 6 whole hand shmura matzahs, or 12 whole hand shmura matzahs? You die before you finish it, but how long would it take? That's how you measure kedei achilas pras. It wouldn't be 2 minutes. That's the shita Minchas Chinuch. Murray v'Rabbi of Shechter passes like that. Lemaisa, he doesn't think that there's any need whatsoever to rush. However, there are many poskim that give numbers to kedei achilas pras, big poskim that give specific numbers and do not say like the Minchas Chinuch that it all depends on what you're eating. Now, to give a specific number for pras paschitim for bayis hamenuga, I get, but for ilchus brachos and for ilchus achila and yom kippurim, how do you give a number? The fact that all these poskim give a number means that they disagree with the Minchas Chinuch, that they think everything is measured by pras paschitim. So that itself is also a tricky thing. How do you figure out what the kedei achilas pras is going to be on if it is an objective number? So first thing you have to figure out is, does it depend, even if it's an objective food, that we measure everything by pas chitim, so does it necessarily mean that it's an objective person also? Meaning maybe a person who's, let's say, doesn't have strong teeth and can't eat as much, can't chew their food as well, or a person who's ill. A lot of times people are eating Yom Kippur because they're sick and they can't eat that much that quickly. So maybe we should measure it based on how quickly that person is able to eat, so that the majority of poskim say is incorrect. We don't measure it based on the person. Nesata d'varecha l'shiur, in that context it says? Ogmel Chabasha, and that was Melolugmav, I think. Right. No? That was by Melolugmav. Yeah, no, but not the Shir Kedei Achilas Pras. Maybe the Shir Kedei Achilas Pras is based on. So Mishnah Berurah actually passed in Hilchos Yom Kippurim that if a Chola wants to figure out what his Shir Kedei Achilas Pras is going to be, he should try it out on himself to figure out what his Kedei Achilas Pras is. So Chaznish, in Kuntras HaShiurim, Chaznish, in the middle of the Chaznish Norachayim, like in the middle of the Shabbos, he has a Kuntras HaShiurim. It's like 3 or 4 pages, hard to find. At the very end of the Kuntras HaShiurim, the Chaznish, he writes that Mishabur is wrong, that there's no way that it would be measured based on the person. It's clearly Adam Beinoni. Minchas Chinuch that we just read assumes that way, that it's got to be Adam Beinoni. They're Rishonim that say Beferish, that it's Adam Beinoni. It's unclear why the Mishnah Berurah thought otherwise, why the Mishnah Berurah thought that it would be measured based on the person. Okay, so that's at least a starting point. So it's an Adam Beinoni. So good. So now, how long is it? So Chassam Sofer has an interesting raya. Chassam Sofer in a Tshuvin, Chelek Vav, writes that Shir Achilas Pras is 9 minutes. What's his raya? There's a sugya in Krisos Daf Yud Gimel that says that going to the mikveh is less than a shir kedei achilas pras. Why? Because the sugi over there talks about what if a person eats a chatzi zayis of tamei food, let's say, right? So it's gonna, if you eat a full zayis of tamei food, it's gonna be mitameh then. Here's the trick a person pulls off: eats a chatzi zayis of tamei food, goes to the mikveh, and then eats another chatzi zayis of tamei food, all b'chdei achilas pras. Right? So what did the guy do? He wouldn't have become tamei until after the second chatzi zayis, but in the middle of the kezayis, he went to the mikveh. So that's the sugya and krisus stuff you'd give him. But what do you see from that sugya and krisus? That in a kedei achilas pras, you have time to eat a kezayis plus go to the mikveh. Right? All in the shir of kedei achilas pras. There's another sugya in Shabbos Taf Lamed Hei that seems to indicate that the amount of time it takes to go to the mikveh is 9 minutes. So says the Chasam Sofer, obviously kedei achilas pras is at least 9 minutes. And therefore, that's what he paskins, 9 minutes. Chaznish points out that that makes very little sense on a practical level. A guy standing right next to a mikveh, how long does it take to go into the mikveh and come out of the mikveh? Okay, undressed, dressed, so we're talking about a guy, we're not talking about a woman preparing for a chasana, right? So how long does it take to get undressed, go to the mikveh, get back dressed even? There's no way it takes 9 minutes. He says, near the test minut vaday sagi, he says, if you do 9 minutes, that's for sure enough. Hol v'nafik mi pume de gonzal, amnan linyan kazayis matzu umarar, ein lishos tes minut. Says the Chazon Ish, don't wait 9 minutes if you're trying to get a kazayis of matzah. Way too long, 9 minutes. Tzarech nisayin shel adam beinoni, you got to figure out how long it takes an adam beinoni. Rav Moshe in the Chuvol says that 9 minutes, he says, if you're going to be, you know, even though for someone eating on Yom Kippur, Chasam Sofer said it, so we'll be machmir, and that's what Rabbanim normally tell people. Every 9 minutes, where do they get the every 9 minutes? Because there's such respect for the Chasam Sofer, even though none of the later poskim think he's correct, and they all think it's way off. They don't even think that he's close, but nevertheless, it's the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer is very, very widely respected, so when we're going to tell someone to eat on Yom Kippur, and usually it's enough anyway, someone who's a chola, usually if they're having a little bit of liquid, a melolugmav of liquid and a pachos mikazayis of food every 9 minutes, that's plenty of nourishment and plenty of hydration to get them through the day. But it's not really required the halacha. We say 9 minutes because that's what the Chasam Sofer said. The Bekuri Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Eltinger, and the Melamed the Hoil say that it is 1/8 of an hour, 7.5 minutes. Orach HaShulchan says that our minig is Lekola Pachos, 3 or 4 minutes. Rav Sturmbach in Shuvas Van Hagos says, Ve'emes shalomat sinu leze shir barur, rak mekubal etzlenu shagon Rav Yitzchak Elchanan zetzal pasak b'chamesh minute. He says that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan paskin 5 minutes, and he says, Ve'kem nesisi kam pam matzasi shabzeh maspik. He says, I've done the experiment many times. I sat down with 3 kibbutzim or 4 kibbutzim of bread, and I tried to eat 4 kibbutzim of bread. 5 minutes, I polish it off. You know, normal eating, you can polish off 4 kibbutzim of bread in 5 minutes. So, nevertheless, he says, by the Yisur Karis of Yom HaKippurim, you have respect for the Chasam Sofer. You're choshesh for the Chasam Sofer. You try for 9 minutes. Rav Moshe says that he saw in Chuvas Marcheshes that it's about 3 minutes. And he says, that makes a lot of sense to me. But, again, when it comes to Yom Kippur, we're going to be a little more machmir. But he says, as far as being machmir for Bracha Achrona, try to make sure you get your kezayis within 3 minutes. Okay, so let's assume like Rav Moshe. Kedei achilas pras of a kezayis for Bracha Achrona is 3 minutes. Now, let's translate that over to drinks. By drinks, do you need to have it within a kedei achilas pras? So that is a machlokas. The Rambam in 3 separate places paskins that there is no such thing as kedei achilas pras by drinks. So what's the shir? How quickly do you need to drink a revius? Says the Rambam, kedei shtias revius. Ooh, so that means you have to just drink it. You have to, without any breaks, without stopping, without pausing. A kezayis of food is big achilas pras, at least 6 times as large as a kezayis. So you can eat really slow. But with the drink, says the Rambam, revius is bishir kedei shtias revius. The amount of time that it takes to drink, no breaks. You just drink a revius. The Ravid, however, disagrees, and the Ravid says that if you drink a pichdei achilus pras, that's good enough for bracha achrona. So normally Rambam Ravid, okay, Shulchan Aruch would pass on like the Rambam, right? And it would be a no-brainer. It wouldn't even be anything to discuss. Over here, it's a little more complicated, though, because there's a Beferish Gemara like the Ravid. Because that same Gemara in Krisos that tells us the guy pulls off this shtick, he eats a half a gazayis of tamei food, goes into the mikveh, eats the other half a gazayis, same Gemara says he does the same shtick with the drink. A guy drinks a half a revius of tamei drink, then jumps into the mikveh, comes out, drinks another half a revius of a tummy drink, as long as he had the whole revius, bikdei, achilas, pras, that's good enough, he's tummy. Well, wait a second. Bikdei, achilas, pras. I thought by drinks, there's no such thing as kdei, achilas, pras. Beferish in the Gemara, that there is a din of kdei, achilas, pras by drinks. Not legabe bracha achrona, because it doesn't even say it by food, legabe bracha achrona, anywhere in the Gemara. But at least you see that the notion exists by drinks, at least for tumah, that there's a din of kedei achilus pras. So you have a beferish Gemara that says like the Ravid. Not only that, you'll say, okay, so the Rambam paskins against that Gemara, but he doesn't, because in Hilchos Avos HaTumah Parches Alach Yer Aleph, the Rambam paskins that Gemara word for word. A guy drinks a half a revius, goes to mikvah, comes out, drinks another half a revius of tamei drink. He is tamei as long as he finished it all. Bikdei achilus pras. But the Rambam himself, who thinks that by drinks there's no such thing as kedei achilas pras, but by drinks it's all about kedei shtiyas revius, Rambam himself paskins in Hilchos Tumah that there is such a thing of kedei achilas pras. So what's going on with the Rambam? So the Magen Mishnah explains that the Rambam must have held that, yeah, that's a chumra by Tumah. Chachamim, it's a din rabbanon. Chachamim asu chizik. They made a specific chumra by tumas agvia. But really, 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 if you ask the Rambam what the real shear of shtia is, it's kadesh shtias revius. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, shasa ma'at v'chazav v'shasa. If a person drinks a little more, im yesh mitchila shtia rishona atzov shtia achrona kadesh shtias revius mitstarfen l'kshir. That it has to be done within Kadesh Tiyas Revius, Vim Lavein Mitzdarfin. Vyeshom Shashir Tzir Fashtios Kadesh Achilas Pras, Kamot Tzir Fachilos. And then he says, and Yeshom Rim, that you get a Kadesh Achilas Pras. So this is a little different than we had before. Before, when it was Gimel Beitzim, Dalad Beitzim, or Dalad Beitzim, Gimel Beitzim, it was Yeshom Rim, Vyeshom Rim. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shir Shtia is Kadesh Revius. Vyeshom Rim, that is Kadesh Achilas Pras. The Klal in Shulchan Aruch, when he has a Stam in Yeshom Rim, is that he's always passing like the Stam. Again, not terribly surprising, because he's passing like the Rambam, that the Shir is Kadesh Tiyas Revius. What is surprising is that he even quotes the other opinion. See, normally, if he passes like the Rambam, he's not going to bother quoting the other opinion. He only quotes the other opinion when he's either passing against the Rambam, so he respects the Rambam enough that when he's passing against the Rambam, he'll quote the Rambam as a second opinion, or if the second opinion is such a significant opinion in Rishonim that it's said by so many Rishonim where there are clear rayas that it has to be dealt with, it cannot be ignored. So over here, the fact that he quotes Shitas HaRavid tells you that he has a great respect for Shitas HaRavid over here. Why? Why the great respect for Shitas HaRavid? Because it's a Beferish Gemara. Okay, so you can go like this and answer the Rambam, why the Rambam thought that doesn't have to pass like that Beferish Gemara, and that it's only a Chumra by Tumah, but it's a Beferish Gemara in Krisus. So it's hard to say to just cavalierly paskin like the Rambam and ignore any other shita. It's a beferish Gemara. Okay, so now let's assume we're paskin like the Rambam. It's shir kadesh tias revius. How long does it take to drink a revius? So it seems clear. Rav Asher Weiss points this out in the Tshuva. It's clear from three different places in the Rambam. We're not going to go through all the details right now. It's abundantly clear. It does not mean you have to gobble down a revius as quickly as possible. You know, some of the Achronim bring a cute raya that it doesn't mean that, because the Gemara says about someone who drinks a whole kos at one time that he's a gargaron, that he's a lush, someone who drinks this whole kos at one time. So it can't be that in order to say a bracha Achronim, we're going to demand that you act like a lush, that you act like a person who drinks this whole kos at one time. So Rav Asher Weiss says that's a silly raya, because that's not talking about drinking revius at one time. It's talking about drinking a whole kos, however big your kos is. It means that you give the guy a kos to drink, it just takes the whole thing down, you know, and slams it down on the table. Yeah, so that's a gargarun, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you gotta drink revius at one time. Plus, it's only talking about wine. What if I want to drink orange juice? It's going to call me a gargarun if I drink a revius of orange juice at one time? I don't think so. Probably only wine. But Rav Asher says it's pashut that it's correct, though, that you're allowed to take breaks, because each time, just even look at that halacha we just said in Shulchan Aruch. That what did we say when the Shulchan Aruch wants to say that the shear of shtiyas revius is b'kdei shtiyas revius? What does he say? If you drink and then you drink more, and from the shtiyah rishona, from the beginning of the shtiyah rishona until the end of the shtiyah achrona, it's a shear k'dei revius, then you say bracha achrona. What do you mean shtiyah rishona shtiyah achrona? If I have to all have it at one time, there is no shtiyah rishona shtiyah achrona. No, obviously, it means the way people normally drink. The way people normally would drink a revius, and if people don't normally take it in one sip, then that would be the shear. And all of that, well, one more piece, and then we can come back to our shayla. One more little piece. What's a food and what's a drink? Is yogurt a food or a drink? Is ice cream a food or a drink? Is food defined by what you chew and drink by what you don't chew? Is food defined by a liquid that pours? I mean, by something that's not a liquid that pours. Drink is a liquid that pours, and anything that's not a liquid that pours is not a liquid. So there are shitos on both sides. The Stipler has a tshuva, is quoted in the Sefer Makara Bracha, that yogurt, ice cream is a food, it's not a drink. Deber Tzina Rav and Rav Eliyashiv is quoted in the Sefer V'zos HaBracha. He's never really quoted in the Sefer V'zos HaBracha. Sefer V'zos HaBracha quotes on every page, Echad Migdolei Adar. And in the Hakdama to the Sefer, he writes, every time I quote Echad Migdolei Adar, it's Rav Eliyashiv. He just doesn't like being quoted in every page. So he's quoted in every page. You just have to read the Hakdama, and you know exactly what Echad Migdolei Adar is. So it's Rav Eliyashiv. So Rav Eliyashiv paskins that it's Dino Kamashka. Yogurt, anything you don't chew, is Dino Kamashka. Rav Shechter, though, brings Mikama Vekama Rayos from Magen Avraham and other places that there's a different Hakdara. He says a Mashka depends on, and this is true, Bein Lehilchos Ochun Mashkin for Kabbalah's Tumah and for transmitting Tumah, Bein Lehilchos Bracha Achrona, Bein Lehilchos Shir of Achila and Yom HaKippurim, and all of these things, for all of the different halachos. That the Hakdara of what's a food and what's a drink is exactly that. What do you consider a food and what do you consider a drink? Most people, when they say, I need a drink, do not then go get soup. If you need a drink, you might get a coffee, you might get orange juice, you might get, that's a drink. But soup is not a drink because it's not taken as a beverage. It's not taken as a drink. And there, and Rav Elchanan writes this way in Kovet Shirim Maseches Beitza, that a Beitza Chaya, what if you have raw egg? Right, so it's a liquid. It takes form of its container. It's a liquid. Beitza chaya is lach. It's not a davar gush. Dina ka uchlin velo kamashkin. Legabi hilchus tumah. Why? Because it's not a beverage. It's not really a food either. But it's not a beverage. And that's how Rav Shechter explains a number of things. One of the things Rav Moshe he suggests. Rav Moshe has a whole sichsuch with Rav Teitz zichron levracha, where Rav Teitz from Elizabeth kept on trying to get Rav Moshe to be machmir about blended whiskeys. And Rav Moshe wouldn't have it. He was not going to be machmir. Because the halacha is that if you have stam yenam mixed in with sharmashkim, it's batal b'shisha in Shulchan Aruch. If it's mixed in with food, it's batal b'shishim. So do you need a 6-to-1 ratio or a 6D-to-1 ratio? So Rav Moshe said, you for sure have a 6-to-1 ratio of the whiskey keneged the stam yenam. So Rav Shechter, maybe according to this Rav Elchanan and this Magen Avraham and this, then maybe whiskey is not a beverage. Why would whiskey not be a beverage? So the Kashuk Lev Ragon and Rav Chaim Volozhin both were mechaving to the same thing in opposite directions. They both were mechaving to the idea that whiskey is not a beverage. Rav Chaim Volozhin was saying it to attack the Chassidish Minhag of making Kiddush on whiskey. It's not a beverage. How can you make a Kiddush on something that's not a beverage? The Kasha Glover was saying it to defend the Hasidic practice of making Kiddush on whiskey, because you make Kiddush on less than a reviz. You know, those little shot glasses are, it might be a kazayis, but it's way less than a reviz. A reviz is a beitzo mechza. So it's way less than a reviz. So how on earth are you allowed to make Kiddush on something that's less than a reviz? Says the Kasha Glover, because it has a din of a meichel. Din of a meichel is shiro be kazayis, is not shiro be reviz. So mela, it's good enough, because the shiro would be measured by a kazayis. Now, the problem is, Rav Shachter points out, that was exactly Rav Chaim Vlezhner's point. It's a Meichel, and therefore, you know, in order for something to be Chamar Medina, it has to first be a drink. There are a lot of other qualities something might need in order to be Chamar Medina, but L'Kol HaPachos, it's got to be a drink in order for it to be Chamar Medina. If you're going to call it a Meichel, Memele, you can't call it Chamar Medina. So, okay, so where does that leave us? Now getting back to we're finally getting to our Shaila. You have a very hot or very cold drink that you can't drink, B'Kadesh Diyas Revias. So, would you say a Bracha Achrona on it? So there are three reasons to suggest that you might say a bracha achrona on it, even when you drink it in the normal way that you would drink a very hot beverage. One reason is the shitas harayvid. Maybe we measure b'kedei achilas pras, not like the Rambam. Now, granted, Shulchan Aruch Paskin like the Rambam, but he quoted the shitas harayvid, so it's at least a sniff, it's at least a safek, it's at least something. Second, the shita of the Minchas Chinuch. That the Minchas Chinuch paskins that every food is measured by what that food is. And I told Mariv Rabbi paskins that way for matzah. And many poskim say this way, that you would measure based on what that food is. So if a hot drink is, and Minchas Chinuch says this explicitly about a hot drink, so at least that should be a svek sveika. Svek sveika to say, now I could say a bracha, svek sveika l'chumra, on the bracha. And then you have a third sniff lakula, is that there's a sheet of the Panami Eros and Rav Vadya in his tshuva. Whenever I look through a sugya, I try to save Rav Vadya till the end, because it just ruins the whole thing. Meaning he gives you everything. Like there's no adventure. So I just took a peek at Rav Vadya right before the shiur, after I wrote this thing up. Rav Vadya quotes a few other sheetas that are this way. Panami Eros says, you know, it never says Kedei Achilas Pras about Bracha Achrona in Shas, or in any of the Rishonim. Because there's no such thing, no din of Kedei Achilas Pras when it comes to Bracha Achrona. So if there's no such thing, then you don't need to eat B'Kedei Achilas anything. So then, no, B'Kedei Shtiyas Revius or Kedei Achilas Pras, the whole thing doesn't exist in Bracha Achrona. So you could add that as a Snif L'Hakel. So Rav Asher Weiss goes through and says, none of these are a Snif L'Hakel. He says, we don't paskin like that Ravid, we paskin like the Rambam. We don't paskin like the Minchas Chinuch, he's wrong. All the Gedolei Achronim that give 9 minutes and 7 minutes, and whatever, they all paskin against that Minchas Chinuch. And the Panamiros is totally outvoted. He says, what, if I eat a crumb today and another crumb tomorrow, in 3 months I'll get to a kazayis and you tell me, oh, now I'm chayv and bracha achrona? It's ridiculous. Obviously, at some point, you have to say there's some shir of tziruf. And so what, it's a big secret? No one wants to tell me what the shir of tziruf is? None of the poskim thought of telling us? So obviously, it's got to be a b'kedei achilas pras. I don't think that's really a fair question, because there are other shirim you could use for a shir of tziruf. I would have said kedei equal. How long it takes for a person to digest food. That's what we say as far as what you could still say bracha achrona on. No, it wouldn't have been so crazy to say such a thing. It's not like it has to be like years or kedei achilas pras. There are other options. Lemaisa, Mishabura says the best thing to do is you wait till the last revius cools down and then you drink it quickly. So that's definitely the best thing to do. And Rav Asher says, you see the Mishabura paskins that way. Mishabura doesn't really, I mean, he does paskin that way, but you have to understand, the whole Sefer Mishnah Berurah is written on the premise of Yotze Kol HaDeos. I mean, that's the whole idea of the Derech HaPsak of the Mishnah Berurah. There are many different shitos. Do whatever you can to be Yotze all of them. That's his Derech. But what if you didn't? Now you have a Shaila. You didn't know this. Of course you should. You should leave a revius at the end and let it cool down. You didn't. Now you have a Shaila. Should I say a Bracha Achrona? So is it so Pashut? So Rav Asher Weiss thinks it's Pashut that you do not say a Bracha Achrona. However, reports are from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's own children that he had a Kabbalah that you do say a Bracha Achrona. Rav Vazner said you do say a Bracha Achrona. Rav Eliashiv said you do say a Bracha Achrona. Many, many of the Gedolei Haposkim HaAshkenazim said you say a Bracha Achrona. Rav Vadya points out that the Svardim never did that. The Svardim never had such a practice. Okay.